Good morning, everyone. It's a very overcast, dull Thursday morning, and we are predicted to get about an inch of rain over the course of the afternoon, evening, and early hours of tomorrow. Anyway, that's not what I came on here to talk about, and I don't think I'm going to make this my May Days, but I'm responding to Dreamcatcher SJE Sam's post about the power of audio. Like Sam, I haven't read Audio Boom's terms and conditions. I've started to read them and then thought, oh, yeah, just click accept or whatever. So I think probably most of them speak for themselves. As with any of these things, no obscenities, no racism, no... of course, there's always the question of what one person thinks is not always what another person thinks, and so our definitions aren't always going to be the same. So obviously when it comes to racism, for instance, there are pretty clear, well, I mean, let's put it another way, I was going to say there are pretty clear guidelines, but it's pretty obvious if something's racist. Now, the obscenities, that's a bit more hard to define or to agree on, or because what do you class as obscenities? Obviously, I don't post sexual content or anything like that, but I do post things when my son swears sometimes, and some people class that as obscenity. Anyway... I suppose it's all open to interpretation, really, except something like racism, which, unless it's very, very veiled, is pretty much an obvious thing. And it's all down to respect. Obviously, you don't want to flame people on here, which does go on occasionally. Not as much, I don't think, as on other social media, but I have seen it. My take on the audio issue is as follows. I like audio for the same reason as other people have said, that I can't see photographs, I can't see videos, and so this is a slice of life to remember. I've got hundreds of photographs of my kids when they were young, and I wish Audio Boom had been around then. I would have had a field day with it. Now, as to getting people's permission, 99.999% of the time I tell people I'm recording, or even if you don't hear me say, oh, I'm recording, is that okay? I will have said it. If I go into someone's house, I will have said at some point, even if I might not have been recording, I would have okayed it with them. Now, my mum has an issue with me recording, or she has had in the past, but I explained to her, look, you know, you have your photographs, you know, she likes taking photographs, she loves animals, and she's got like hundreds and thousands of photographs of her cats, and, you know, I haven't got that. And so it's all down to audio for me, and so she's fine about it. But she's actually told me, she doesn't want to know when I'm recording. She doesn't mind me doing it, but don't tell her, which is fine. I always tell the kids more because, well, actually, I think it's a mistake to tell them, to be quite honest, because they just tend to start acting up when they know I'm recording. So it's probably better if I actually don't tell them. But for the sake of ethics, I do. I tend not to... The times when I don't tell people are... You can take it too far, I think. Now, if you're on a bus and you're doing a recording, and you might just be sitting there doing a soundscape, or you might be with someone talking, and in the background you can hear, when you listen to it back, you can hear snatches of conversation. Oh yes, I went down to the Citizens Advice Bureau last week, and they said there's nothing I can do. I've got to go to my local councillor because my benefits have been stopped. And it's usually not as anything as dramatic as that, but you know, you hear snatches of people's conversations. Now, you cannot get on a bus and go around and ask everyone, I'm going to record, is that okay? Because actually someone probably will say no. And then what do? You can't do it. So, and the thing, the way I look at it is you can't identify these people. I don't even know who they are. So no one on Audio Boo, it will be a huge coincidence, considering it's a very small community to start with, compared with something like Twitter or Facebook. It would be very a big coincidence if someone's put a comment on my Boo and said, oh, that was my mother-in-law on the bus today. That would be a huge coincidence, and I wonder if it's ever happened, but I very much doubt if it's ever happened to anybody. So there are times like that when you can't avoid it, recording other people without them knowing. Another time when I tend to do it and think, I mean, in my mind, to think it's okay, well, maybe it isn't, I don't know, is if I'm dealing with someone in a professional capacity, like if I go in a shop, I'm not specifically setting out to record them. They just happen to come along and ask if I want help. Or, you know, I went in the chip shop the other night with Obi, and the man said, you know, he asked me what I wanted. I didn't go in there to record him. I was just recording our trip out. Then when we were coming out the door, a lady asked if she could stroke Niall. First of all, I said no, and then Obi started muttering. So I said, oh, all right, go on then, because I didn't think it would do any harm. And then we were walking to the crossing, and some kids said, oh, lovely dog. Now, you can't stop it. You can't just start. You know, we haven't got time in life to get everyone's permission. So what if say you speak to six people, five of them say they don't mind, if you did ask them, and the other person says no. You know what I mean? You run into all sorts of complications. Now, if anyone started talking to me of a personal nature, I would switch off the recording, or I wouldn't publish it. If it was something really personal, I wouldn't publish it. If it's, hello, how do you, you've got a lovely dog. I don't really see the harm in that. They're not identifiable. I do have a problem with people. I do have a bit of a problem with people videoing and taking pictures of me. If I give my permission, that's all right. So maybe I'm being a hypocrite. I don't know. I think the reason people don't like audio, I think there's two reasons. One, people hate the sound of their own voice. I hate the sound of my voice. Now, being that it's largely a sighted world, and I hate to put it like that, but it's true. If you play a video to somebody, I'm talking about a video, not an audio clip, they may hear their voice and they may see themselves. Now, they are focusing on what they can see more than what they can hear, so they don't even really notice what they sound like. When you face them with a bit of audio, that's all they've got. And suddenly they hear all this stuff, which they... I'm not saying sighted people don't listen, because obviously they do, but most of their consciousness is from visual clues and what they see around them, and the hearing is just like a secondary thing. Now, for us, it's completely the other way around, because we haven't got any visual clues, or very few, if we've got a little bit of sight. So it's nothing to us, but when they are suddenly faced with this audio and nothing else, that's all they've got to concentrate on. I think it's a bit of a shock to them. And the other thing is, I think people think that it's going to be used against them. And why they don't think of that about a video, I don't know, because in a video you are identifiable, which is my issue with it. Having said that, we live in a Big Brother society, and there are CCTV cameras everywhere. They are, I don't know, put there by the council, I suppose. You've got them in stations, you've got them at bus stops sometimes, you've got them anywhere you could find a CCTV camera. And I'll take it one step further. Some people have CCTV cameras. Now, is this legal? I don't know. They have them trained on the outside of their house. But you can't tell me that the CCTV camera knows where their gate or their boundary wall is and doesn't pick up anything beyond that. So if I'm walking down the street to go to the bus stop and someone's got CCTV, they're going to pick me up. I haven't got a clue. I actually don't really care about that. But, you know, I don't think that's any different to me recording somebody as I walk past saying hello or whatever. Or I don't think it really is. You know, that's the society we live in now. You know, I don't know the legalities of it, but that is the society we live in. And I'll take it one step further. We've got Google Earth and things like that. these satellite pictures. Now, a couple of years ago, my kids, for a laugh, well, not for a laugh, but, you know, just for entertainment, were looking on Google Earth. And they were looking up where my mum and my sister live. And they actually saw on a Google Earth picture my dad walking home from the shop with a bag full of beer. And yes, you couldn't see what was in the bag, but we knew what was in the bag because that's why he goes to that shop. It actually picked him up. Now, he hadn't got a clue. I mean, we all thought it was hilarious. Trust it to pick him up, you know. That's another story about picking him up because he got so drunk the other night. I mean, he's going to be... I nearly said 90 then. He's going to be 79 in November. And he got so drunk at his friend's the other night that Ronan was staying down at my sister's and my sister lives in the same road as my dad's friend. And I was on the phone to my mum because she called me about 12:30 and we were just talking because she can't go to bed until he gets in. And she said, I told him I don't want him coming home at 1 o'clock in the morning. So, like, she said, hold on a minute, I'm going to ring. She said she was going to ring his friend, so she rung his friend. Oh, he left 10 minutes ago. And I said, well, that's a bit worried. He should be home by now. And I said, oh, he's probably really drunk and he's taking his time. And she said, I've told him, you know, he's very vulnerable at his age. What if he falls down and there's no one around or he gets mugged? So anyway, another 5 minutes went by and I said, oh, I'm getting a bit worried now. So she said, oh, I'm going to ring Lucy. So she rung my sister and her and Ronan and my niece, Amelia. They went out to the street. There was no sign of him. So they actually walked all the way to my mum's, tracing the route that he takes, no sign of him. So they got to hers. I was still on the phone and it was about 20-25 minutes had gone by now since he was supposed to have left. So she rang the friend again. They said, oh yeah, he had to come back. Apparently he fell over in the road and he couldn't get up and he had to crawl back to his friend's house. And so Ronan and my sister had to go and escort him home. So picking up is, I think it's, I mean, I've laughed about it, but I do think it's disgusting of a man of his age to get, I mean, it's disgusting for anyone to get in that state, but, you know, really. Anyway, that's quite beside the point. So he got his pictures, on Google Earth, and he had no idea. How long they've been there, I don't know, because I think these things tend to be, you know, around for a while. You know, they might have been there for a year or whatever. So we do live in a very, I don't know, audiovisual, is it? I don't know. We do live in that kind of society now, and we shouldn't be surprised if we are seen. I'm sure I've walked down the street and someone's been filming something. I know it might be a tourist or something, and I might have walked by on it. I don't actually care. You know, if I'm out in the street, I conduct myself in a proper manner, and that's why I think when I'm dealing with someone professionally, they should be doing the same thing. So, you know, they are dealing with the public, they're in the public eye. So I suppose that's my way of justifying what I do. There was an incident which is borderline, and I don't know whether I should have actually published that or not, but as I did it for my, I think it was May Days. Yeah, it was, and not ABC. It was the incident when I was waiting for my shopping to come, and I actually had tried to record this post 3 times, and things went wrong, or I don't know. So I deleted it twice, and then the third time I thought, I'll just record when my shopping's delivered, because, you know, they come in, they put it down, and everything's fine, and they just tell me what's missing, And it's, you know, maybe that, and it's in my, I feel if it's in my house, then, you know, I'm maybe within my rights to do that. I don't know. Just as an aside, I wouldn't go into someone else's house and record without letting them know or getting their permission, because I think that's rude. And my ex-husband's wife doesn't like being recorded, so I would never go over to their house and record and then publish it. So I do try to be respectful, but then no one wants to sit here and listen to me talking every day and nothing else. That would just be so totally boring. And I mean, I love hearing other people talk, but I also enjoy the variation of things that people post, you know, where they're out and about. I like all that. It's good. That's one of the great things about Audio Boom. So anyway, This is well documented because we've talked about it in another capacity, but the Tesco's bloke, he was a bit overfamiliar and he gave me a kiss. Now, I have thought about reporting him, and lots of people have said, oh, you should do. Everyone has, except my mum, and she said, oh, he might be a bit simple. And I said, well, he wasn't. I mean, he might not be the sharpest tool in the box, but he's not simple. And if he is, and I hate to use that expression, I'm only using that because that's what she used, and he's dealing with people like that, and he doesn't know about crossing lines and inappropriate behaviour, he shouldn't be in that job. But anyway, I haven't reported him. Now, I'm a bit worried in case he comes back, and I'm a bit worried in case I report him and he comes back. So I don't really want him to lose his job, but I do think he acted inappropriately. And I thought of the scenario of me ringing up and telling them what happened, and then them saying, well, you know, they might ask if I got any proof. And I might say, yes, well, I've got a recording, actually. I was recording, and then I don't know where I stand in the law. In this country, knowing my luck, I'll probably be the one that gets into trouble for breaking some rule or something about audio recording. So I couldn't use that, and I wouldn't use that. And that's another thing. If I record something, I will not use it against somebody. I wouldn't use it against somebody because that is just wrong. So I do try to be respectful to people. What? Every time I forget to turn off my notifications.
Pause recording. 43 minutes and 19 seconds.
Well, I forget to turn off the speech.
43 minutes and 15 seconds.
You know, I try to work around it so that I'm not really breaching anyone's, I don't know, rights or choice too much. I feel if I'm out and someone comes into my space to ask about the dog, if they get recorded, well, I'm sorry, that's just too bad. That might be the wrong attitude, but, you know, I didn't ask them to come up and start going on about the dog, which is a bugbear of mine because it drives me mad. I mean, I don't mind it to a degree, but as I said to Obi on my recording the other night, because he had a bit of a go at me saying I didn't respond when the kid said that it's a lovely dog, because he went to turn, he wasn't working at the time, but he went to turn around to go towards him, and I just said to him, oh, come on, like that. Maybe I was a bit rude, but what people don't understand is and what he didn't even understand is that sometimes, I was fine when I was out the other night, and I'm a lot better than I was, but because of an incident that happened about a year and a half ago when I ended up in A&E, when I was out, I have had issues of confidence going out. And so I actually find it an ordeal at times to be out and about. So an added ordeal is dealing with the public over the dog. So I'm not always going to be falling at their feet when they want to talk to him. I try not to be rude. But he said I was rude. Well, he didn't exactly say that, but that's what he implied. Well, I'd like to put him in the position, put a blindfold on him, send him down the road with the dog and make him wait outside shops and do all that and see how he gets on. I know my mum used to get on to me sometimes because she said I was rude. I don't mean to be rude if I am, but, if people say, can I stroke the dog? And I say, oh, I'm really sorry, I'd rather you didn't. I don't think that's rude. Or if I just say, oh, come on, like that. And I usually smile at people and say to the dog, oh, come on, like that. And I don't see that there's anything wrong with that. I don't think that is rude. I think they can be incredibly rude to invade my space and some often talk to the dog without even acknowledging me. Anyway, one day I was in Bromley with my sister and I think the kids were quite young at the time, I can't remember. And we were going in this very small shop that had lots of knickknacks in it, and I didn't think that buggies and dogs with wagging tails went in this shop. So it was in the indoor shopping part, the Glades. And there was a seat outside, a bench, because they're interspersed throughout these places. And so my mum sat down and she held on to my dog so I could go in and have a look without having to worry about her knocking things off the shelves. And we were gone, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And when I came out, she went, oh, my God, how do you cope with this? I know what you have to put up with. And, you know, people really need to be on that side of the fence. And I know I'm going off topic now, but, you know, So if people come into my space and go on about the dog or talk to me, then if I'm recording, I'm sorry, but unless they're someone I know and they're talking about something really personal, then I feel I'm not doing anything wrong in publishing what they have to say. And if they come in to me and say something really rude, that might go up there too. And that'll just be their tough luck. No one knows who they are. I don't even know who they are. And the same goes for me. If I walk into a video that they're making or a recording, I don't really care. And, you know, if I say something inappropriate or rude, then I shouldn't have said it. So, you know, that's my lookout. So it goes both ways. I just think you have to be a little bit sensible. I am a bit more sensitive around kids. You know, I have had kids on my audio. The other day, a little girl wanted to stroke Lammy when we were out. But I'm a bit more sensitive about... I mean, that was just a thing in passing. No one knew who she was. She was with her dad. It wasn't anything funny, you know what I mean? But I would be a bit more sensitive about kids, like, i.e., if I was someone that I used to do this, I used to go into the school and read with kids that were slow readers. If I was doing that, I would never, ever, ever take my recorder into school and record anything like that or do anything like that. You know, that's just not on at all. I wouldn't do anything like that. But so, you know, it's just about common sense, really. You know, you can just go over the top with something. And, you know, you could stop everyone that comes up to you and say, oh, I'm recording this, is that okay? But it's going to get silly. And then that your recordings are going to be full of you asking if it's okay. And it just takes away from the whole thing. And then in the end, I just think, oh, well, what's the point? I'm not even going to bother with this anymore. So as I thought, I think it's just a matter of common sense. Courtesy, you know, if it's people you know, telling them that you're recording or asking them if it's okay. Especially if you're in their house, you know, it's very rude not to do that. You know, I find that extremely rude to go into someone's house. I mean, I wouldn't want someone coming in here and recording without telling me. Having said that, my nephews and niece and the kids, excuse me, often do that. They record with their phones. I can remember incidents when they did videos of my sister when they jumped on her to wake her up. This was about 8 years ago, so they were like, what? Oh, 10, 11, some of them, and she went, whoa, get off, whoa, what are you doing, or something like that, because she was falling, it was in my old house, when I was married last time, and she fell asleep on the sofa, and they woke her up with this video, making a video of her, and then they showed it to her, and everyone joked about it, and we joked about it for years, because they said she looked and sounded like Shirley off EastEnders, and, But you see, my sister's vain, and she actually likes watching things about herself, and a lot of people do. And I think if the video goes with it, I think it softens the blow, and they don't really concentrate on what they're saying or what they sound like. It's all about what they look like. It's their image. And I know my nephew, who's going to be 26 this year, he put a video on Facebook the other day, and I listened to it, and I didn't know the context of it till I spoke to Ronan. He'd seen it as well, and it was him and some of their friends, and they were in the house and they were playing music, and then my sister came in from work. Now, she has just left her job. She was signed off from the doctors because, you know, I don't want to give all her personal details away, but she was doing this awful job of driving. She was only getting the minimum wage. She was driving like 9 hours a day, and she wasn't allowed to take a lunch break, and she was working 6 days a week, and she said she didn't have a life. And, you know, this is another topic entirely, but, you know, the government going about getting people back to work, but there's work and then there's being driven into the ground, and not to have a lunch break, I actually think that's illegal, and I keep meaning to find out who I report that to, because I think this company wants showing up, but that's another story. Anyway, apparently what it was is she comes in, all I heard was her coming in and saying, turn that music down, or something like that. And so they post this clip on Facebook, and then I said to Ronan, did you see that? And he went, oh yeah, she comes in with her, because she was, I'm only telling you about the driving thing, because she came in with all her high-vis stuff, because what she had to do was deliver parts. She had to pick up stuff from garages and pick up car parts and deliver it to garages or farms or whatever. You know, if someone needed a part for their tractor, she'd have to take it. And she was driving all over quite a big area. So she came in with all her high-vis stuff on, said, turn that music down. And of course, he put it on Facebook. And she didn't even know, because I said to her, oh, I saw there's a clip of you on Facebook. She went, what? She didn't care. But, you know, that's just the age we live in now. Whether it's right or wrong, that's how it is, I'm afraid. So the moral of the story is don't say anything or do anything that you might live to regret, because it might come to haunt you on YouTube or something. I mean, going back to the CCTV issue, I heard a couple of years ago that some bloke got prosecuted, or I think it was by the RSPCA, I'm not sure, because he was actually seen ill-treating, I think he kicking his guide dog at a bus stop, and it was picked up on CCTV, and excuse my language, bloody good job. And CCTV you have to weigh up the pros and cons of that. It's probably a very good thing, because it's hopefully a crime deterrent, and also it helps in solving crimes, because if people can go back on, if they bother to keep the film, you know, running and up to date, they can go back and look at all this footage and say, oh yeah, you know, when people go missing, they go back and look through all the CCTV and they say, yeah, she was last seen coming out the station at 4:05, and then she was seen, half an hour later on another CCTV camera talking to a bloke. You know what I mean? It's a very good thing. Well, I suppose it is, but it is an invasion of privacy in a way. And but as I say, as I keep saying, that is the society we live in now. It's a society of technology, and you know, what's the next thing? Are they going to have something to read our thoughts or put a chip in us so that they know exactly where we are? Probably will we drink water and without knowing it, we'll have some little chip inside us that lodges somewhere, and you know, they can at any time the government or whatever, the MI5 will know where, exactly where we are. Who knows what will go down in that way in the future. Anyway, I think I've gone on long enough, so I'm going to upload this now, and I'll be interested to hear what other people think. 32 minutes and 32 seconds. Shut up. Pause recording.